I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 3. Your line has to be pretty long. Hey everybody, welcome back to Current Geek, episode 3. We're happy to be here once again. I'm Scott Johnson and this is Tom Merritt.
It's been so long.
It feels like days, like every other day maybe.
I missed everyone.
I've missed everything and everyone. We have
Let's go to Disneyland.
Let's go to Disneyland. Let's make our way to Disneyland because here's why. I don't know if you've been to Space Mountain recently or in the last, I don't know, let's say 10 years, but that line sucks. Is that your recollection of Space Mountain?
This is an embarrassing admission for me, Scott Johnson, but I have never been to Disneyland Disney World.
And you live in California.
I do now, yeah. I've lived in California for 10 years.
You should Anaheim your way right down there and go. People have heard a few stories from me on other shows about Space Mountain, but suffice it to say, last time I went, I took my kids. This was about 3 years ago. And we're having a fine time in Disneyland until we get to Space Mountain. That place is so crazy with the lights and the voice going, T-5 seconds until alien blah. And it's always this real intense thing. Well, if you're a little six-year-old girl, which is what I had there at the time, she's flipping out. And about halfway through this line, she says, Dad, do you throw up on this ride? And I said, nobody throws up on this ride. And I couldn't even get the word out until we came around the corner. And there's a big barf patty on the floor right in front of us.
Oh, geez.
So she doesn't believe me anymore. But anyway, that isn't the point. The point is that she would have been a lot happier had she been distracted by something like, say, I don't know, video games. So, as it turns out, Space Mountain gets video games for long lines in the Space Mountain. Passengers will be able to immerse themselves in unique gameplay as they prepare for blastoff, becoming part of the space station adventure.
Now, how does this work? I mean, I may have never been to Disney parks, but I've been to theme parks with long lines, and they move slowly, but they move. So how are you playing this game?
Well, in Space Mountain, and because you haven't there, you probably haven't seen this, but it's the most of the line is interior. It's a structure that you enter, and there's some line outside, but let's assume you're past that and you get inside of this thing. It's long corridors of line that goes up ramps and around corners, and it's all designed to feel like the interior of a ship, and it's very claustrophobic and very tight, and there's strobe lights happening all the time. It's a kind of a weird blue hue to everything. And there's screens as you go by that are kind of telling the story about the Earth attack and all the stuff that's happening. And music and voiceover work and all this sort of thing. So it's already a very theatrical, I guess you could kind of argue it's an interactive experience, but not really. I mean, it's just supposed to get you psyched up for the ride itself. And the idea here is that instead of just being a passive observer of all that's going on, you would be able to be stuck in line and stop at these little stations and play this game.
But what if you get sucked into the game and the people behind you are like, come on, hurry up?
Well, that's the trick. I think it's going to have to be something super fast, super easy to just pick up, shoot down 3 asteroids and move on. And none of this was made terribly clear by this article that we found on disneyparks.disney.go.com. But it does go on to say this. The interactive experiences are based on duties you will find on board a long traveling spaceship, according to Walt Disney Imagineer senior show designer Alex Wright. That's kind of awesome that he has that huge title. Each game lasts about 90 seconds with a 90-second interval, and the games can accommodate 86 players at one time.
Okay, I get it. So they limit the time of the game, and they keep you from playing over and over and over with that interval between. Okay.
Yeah, they spread it way out. It's like, just like across this huge place. And it really is big. The line is huge. And they have ways of shortening that line. Like if it's off season for Disneyland and you have less people there, they have ways of cutting off a lot of the line, getting people there in more of a shortcut kind of fashion. However, this seems to me is designed for two things. One, to be a little bit more entertaining rather than just simply being, quote, in a line. But it's a way of, sort of placating a throng of people that are there in July, fighting a crowd and making this just a little bit more interesting. So would my kids have enjoyed it more? I doubt it.
I like it, though. I think it's good. Anything to help pass the time. Seems like they've, thought through all the problems you might have when you're going through a line. I have two questions, though. First question is, why in the pictures are the so-called Imagineers wearing hard hats while working on a laptop by the video game?
I don't know. I mean, I know they're doing a bunch of renovation there in general. Maybe it's some kind of weird OSHA thing.
Maybe a piece of imagination might fall and hit them.
That's the worry. That's the worry I have.
Okay, that was question number one. Question number two, why does blue mean space?
Great question. In fact, while we were there, I kept thinking to myself, this is supposed to spark in me a sense of familiarity with intense space opera things. Like I should be feeling like I'm an Alien or I'm in Star Wars somehow or Tron. It didn't do any of that for me. It in fact ended up being kind of a fairly unique sensation of all those of that kind of tone and color. What you're seeing from that picture is a small taste of it. It's so much more strobey and dark and trippy, and it does its job. I mean, I had kids all under the age of 10 at the time, and they were flipping out, like all of them flipping out about this place, and they wouldn't ride it again because of it. So all I can think is maybe the video game thing would just be a way of letting people have more fun and not. I don't know if it's designed for little kids or not, but I don't know. It seems like a good idea, and it makes me feel better about the huge money I spent on my ticket to go there in the first place.
Yeah, I would have never ridden this when I was a kid, because at Silver Dollar City in southern Missouri, I would never go on Fire in the Hole, which was essentially the same idea. You've got sort of a ride inside an enclosed space.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, too scared.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it as a kid either. We have a place out here called... Oh, now my brain just went dead. What is it called? It is called...
Six Flags.
No,
I don't know.
It's called Lagoon.
Oh.
I haven't been in a long, long time. But Lagoon is basically this. Lots of German-made rides that are about 25 years old that nobody wanted anymore, so they sold them to Lagoon. And that's where they are now. They go there to die. I've had some fun there, but that stuff's all crap.
That's where you want to ride unsafe roller coasters.
Well, that's what Jack Kay says. He wrote us this week with our geeky reader submission. By the way, a reminder, send your submissions to currentgeek@gmail.com. Jack Kay wrote in and said, two things come to mind for my geekiest experiences. Number one, I was replacing AA batteries in something and dropped the new batteries with the old batteries. They both had the same expiration date. He actually took out a multimeter and threw away the lowest voltage batteries.
Geeky,
but also
but not
thrifty.
Yeah, thrifty more than geeky. Not something that's way out there.
No, though. Not too much.
I imagine this audience is like, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but number two is a little bit more geeky.
Yeah, number two gets better.
He says this. Am I saying Jack K? I don't think that's the right name. It doesn't matter. Jack K, if I got your name wrong, because he signs it with a different name. Anyway, I created a Ghostbuster Proton Pack for Halloween. I was going to get the inflatable one, but I felt there was no merit to that. It took me about a week with 3 hours a day committed to it. I never did anything like that before. My Ghostbuster prop is on Flickr. Cheers.
That's
edgy. That's geeky.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he did an amazing job.
Geeking out.
Yeah, now you're a geek.
At Comic-Con. Wait, was it Comic-Con or was it Dragon-Con? They're running together for me now. No, it was at Dragon-Con. At Dragon-Con, I was behind some folks who had a Ghostbuster Proton Pack on that was done up. You know, it was not the inflatable one. It was not off the shelf. These people had worked on it, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And they're okay, I kid you not, this is going to sound like a horrible story, but it's absolutely true. So we're in this area where all the comic artists are, and they're, you know, signing books and selling books, and it's kind of narrow, and there's a kid there who's missing a hand, right? He's
all
just
right.
Got a stump.
Sure.
And he walks up to the guys with the Ghostbuster Proton Packs on, slaps him on the back with the arm that's missing the hand, and then goes, "Hey, watch it with that proton pack. You took off my hand."
Really?
And I was like, I could never tell this story if that person hadn't said it himself.
Yeah.
And you can see the guys with the Ghostbuster packs. They're like, yeah, funny. Sir, you're kidding, right?
And his hand was really missing. Like, this was wow.
Yeah, it was, who knows how, but, you know, yeah, it was definitely no hand there.
Hats off to that guy for being able to laugh at his horrible injury.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, he was owning it, for sure.
That's amazing. Well, if you want to own a piece of Current Geek, there's three ways to do it. Visit us on the website, that's currentgeek.com. Come visit us there. Follow us on Twitter, that's twitter.com/currentgeek. And as always, email your feedback, your comments, and your geekiest stories to currentgeek@gmail.com. For me, for Tom, and every geek out there, thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
Hasta la geeksta.
Wait until the sun